Boker Tov, today's daf is daf test. We're beginning from the two dots on Chet Amud Bet. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Gadol Yom HaGishamim Ki Yom Kibbutz Goluyot. We've spoken about the comparison of the Yom HaGishamim to Matan Torah, to Briyat Olam. Here, Kesesh Rabbi Yochanan, it's also great, comparable to the day in which the Goluyot will be gathered together to bring them back to Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar Shuva Hashem et Shviteinu Ka'afikim Banega. Means we're comparing the Afikim. The Afikim now is the metaphor. Afikim is Matar. Shenemar Vayera Uafikeyam. V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan Gado Yom HaGeshamim Shafilu Gayasot Paskot Bo. You know what's great? Is even the army can't move ahead. So the invaders are stuck in the mud. That's also good. Shenemar Tulamer Avein Nached Gidudea. The Gidudim have to sit still. V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan in HaGishamim Ne'atzarim Ela B'shvil Poskei Tzedakah B'Rabim Ve'Notnim. People that make a lot of noise, a lot of thunder and lightning about their great donations to such and such a charity and never arrives. That's what causes the Gishamim. Is it Shemar Nisim V'Ruach? Yes, indeed, there's clouds and there's wind and thunder. V'Geshemayim. But it doesn't rain. Ish mitalel v'matat sheker. That is the equivalent, or he's learning that is the cause. The ish mitalel v'matat sheker is the fact that indeed the rain follows the same pattern. V'yomar Rabbi Yochanan, may dechtiv aser ta'aser. What is the lashon of aser ta'aser, the double lashon? Aser b'shvil shetit asher. That you take off your maaser, and instead of its ending up lowering your income, instead it will help you to get rich. Ashkechei Rabbi Yochanan, the Yanuka, the Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan found, after the story of the terrible altercation between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, in which Reish Lakish ended up being killed by Rabbi Yochanan's tefillot and so on. So, after losing Reish Lakish, how could he live? But meanwhile, this was in the interim. So he meets Reish Lakish's son, who was a little kid in Cheder. What are you learning today? I'm learning. This Omarle appears, and this is how Rashi learns it as well, appears muchach in the sugi, although there are some who attempt to change the mahalacha sugi. But the Parsha says, like Rashi says, the child said to him after answering his question, how do you explain that? Aser ta aser. Anyway, what's the aser ta aser? Some learned that the question was based on the shaila of the double, the drushes, which we say, b'shtei ma'asarot, we talk about sometimes, b'shtei ma'asarot, akatud medaber. But the problem is that we darshan over here in the Sifri, this is also a very, very important Tosfos that brings the Sifri la'halacha, that aser ta'aser kol tfuat zaracha, the kol comes to be marve, anything at all. In other words, it could have just said it tfuatcha. Since it's kol tfuatcha, it uses it in the sense of all of your income, which is the basis for Maaser Kesafim. And it's interesting because the Bach brings that there's no really Mekor for Maaser Kesafim at all. Not min Rabbonim and not min Yoraita. And they all ask him, but well, what do you mean? I mean, it's a Ferish Sifri, it's a Drosha and the Pasuk. There are those who show him who indeed learn that it's Mamrish Diorait, although most learn that it's a Chim and Rabbonim. However, it's not brought by the major Peskim because something that isn't brought neither in the Bavli nor in the Yerushalmi is very often seen as not as being a Hanhoga Teva, but not really being Mechuyav Lahalacha. But in any event, so some learned that was his kasha, and it was which drush you holding of, what exactly does it mean? So he said, Rabbi Yochanan said to the child, it means aser b'shvil shetitasher, that you could take maser and get rich. Omalein minolacha, how do you know that that's true? So Rabbi Yochanan says to him, listen here, little boy, zilnasi? Oh boy, this kid made Reish Lakish look calm. Zilnasi, try it out. So the kid says to him, to try things out and put God into a position where he has to perform. Doesn't it say, Lo tenasu et Hashem? So, of course, Lo tenasu et Hashem, the Iker, the Halacha, the Rambam, the Lo tenasu et Hashem is an Isser in testing, over-testing a Novi once he's established himself, because it comes as a It leads a person into believing that we believe the Navi because he's a miracle worker, which is nonsense. The miracle would only be a simon that he's a Navi, but once it's a halacha, then what the heck is this miracle stuff all about? So that, but Lamaisa, meanwhile, It certainly implies a general concept of not to play with miracles. So what am I asking God? Note the relationship between nascent and asuim, and that's the point. So how is it possible that you're telling me, even in a joking tone, that I should try it out? I mean, that's ridiculous. Oh, my last Rabbi Yochanan told him, no, it's not ridiculous, kid. This particular case is different. Shenemar, because, after all, it does say in the Pasuk, beferish to do it. Because, of course, you're still holding in Chumash. You haven't gotten to him and the Vim Achronim. But in Malachi, it says this Pasuk. It says, Havil et kolam maaser el beta otzar v'yaterev b'veti. And then it says, Uvechanunin ameski, try me out. Got it? Try me out. You'll see. By the way, Ad-Bali-Dai sounds bad. Ad-Bali-Dai, that there should not be enough? What does that mean? I'll pour out blessings, but it shouldn't be enough. What's Ad-Bali-Dai? Omri bar Choma Rav, Bali in this sense means to be mevalet, to wear out. So ad beli dai means ad shivlusif totechem ilom adai, that you'll be so overwhelmed that you won't be able to stop saying it's enough already. Although the Balei Kabbalah explains siftotechem is always the lotion of the border conditions, the svat, like a kli has a svat. So a svat always prevents overfilling. No, this is the edge. This is the end. Ad beli dai means the edges dissolve, and so that basically everything is completely filled with bracha. And there's no predefined conditions that are required. This relates back to the whole idea of Shvirat HaKelim in Kabbalah and the way in which it's impossible to be mekabel too much bracha. So this refers to the ultimate expression of bracha, in which we're no longer limited by the world the way that it is. But in any event, so he told them, don't worry about it, little boy. Oh, says the little boy. Big deal. You know, you're the big shot because you learned Malachi. I mean, I'm only 6 years old. But if I had already gotten Lahai Tzuk, if I had learned that Pasuk in Malachi alone, you think I would need you and your big shot rabbi? Lo avita tzvich melacha. I wouldn't have needed you, and I wouldn't have needed Oshaya Rabcha. This is Rabbi Oshaya, whoever the heck you quote all the time. I wouldn't have needed him either. Believe me, I could figure this out myself. Vitu ashkechei Rabbi Yochanan. Tough kid. Another time, he finds this kid who's saying, Diyati Vama, this time the boy was older and already gotten out the Mishle. So he's saying, Ivelet Adam Tesalev Darko V'Ala Shem Yizaf Libo. That a person's own perversity now twists his own path, but he lets it out on God. It's all God's fault. So Yossi Rabbi Yochanan, was struck by the pasuk, and he said, very interesting. Why would it be that Shlomo HaMelech is the first to express this idea, and it doesn't show up in the Torah? So the kid says to him, what are you talking about, man? Take a look at that. Here's Yosef's brothers, and they're terrified of what's going on. What has God done to us? What has God done to you, you idiot? God didn't do anything to you. You screw up, and now it's God's fault. It's befinished what Shlomo HaMelech was saying. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan was rather struck by that. So Dal Eine, he lifts up his eyes to stare at the kid. The Chazabes, his mother comes rushing up and grabs him out of there. Afikte, I'm like, get the heck out of here. Tomi Kamei, move away from this guy. Delo Lavid Lachakir Havad Lavufa, we don't want him hitting you the way he did to your dad. He killed your father. Of course, this was his sister. Yochanan's sister, get him out of here. I don't want you exposed to this guy. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Matar Bishvil Yachid, Parnasa Bishvil Rabbi. Certainly seems to be some family tensions.
when your brother melts your husband.
It's just so geschmack to see Resh Lakish's kid being exactly what you'd expect. So says Rabbi Yochanan, Matar Bishvil Yachid, a single individual can bring rain. But Parnasa Bishvil Rabim, the question of general the Parnasa, that is something that is so interdependent that it has to do, like the story of Rabbi Eliezer, we'll see, in which God says he'd have to start the universe over again to actually see whether it would be possible to bring together a better economy. So that is something that that is a function of everybody put together. Where do we see that? How do we see dichtiv? There it says beferish yiftach Hashem lecha et otzaro hatov. L'teit metar artzecha. Whereas Parnasa Bishvil Rabim, God doesn't change economics for an individual, only for the overall state of the world. We have a problem with this, because Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda points out that basically Parnasa came from Moshe Rabbeinu himself, because the man, after all, is the ultimate sign of Parnasa, and it was B'schus Moshe. But meanwhile, we'll go through the whole limud of the Shlosha Parnasim Tovim. So Shlosha Parnasim Tovim, Mamdula Yisrael, there were three great leaders who were the source. A Parnas in general is someone who not simply leads, but who is seen as the makor of the whole way in which we relate to the world. So Parnas also, Shem Parnasa, takes care of.
Economically?
Not economically, necessarily, no. And who were they? Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. And through these three Parnasim, Shalosh Matanot Ovot Nitnu Ayadam, there were three great gifts that came to them. The Elohim, see, when a gift comes through you, you're a Parnas. It's a basically, everybody is somech on you. What were they? The Be'er, which is Be'era, we know as Be'era Shem Miriam, the Anan, the Anani HaKavod, and the Man. So the Be'er B'schut Miriam, the Amud Anan was B'schut. This is not only the Amud Anan, it's also the, became the Anani HaKavod, the two are interrelated. B'schut Aharon, and the Man was B'schut Moshe. Now, Meta Miriam died first. Nistalek HaBe'er. And we know that the Be'er disappeared because that was the whole Mises. I should remember V'atomot Sham Miriam. And immediately afterwards it says, V'lo Hayam Mayim Le'ida. And then we find that it came back. It came back because of both of them together. How do we know it was both of them together? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to take the Mateh and to bring Aaron. And of course, this ties in directly to the Lotan Asuat Hashem. This is Kasher Nisiten V'Masa, which that was the Maisa of Masa Mariva, where they said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring us water in the Midbar, so then we'll go with him. But if not, not. This became now the mature expression of that, in which it didn't work out. First time, okay, we did it in simple ways, mechanical ways. This time we're supposed to speak to the so it ties directly into the sugya before, which is fascinating. So thank you, Sir President. You chose to go to the races, isn't it? Climbing problem.
It's just motion Aaron.
Yeah.
And they immediately paid a heavy price.
They paid a heavy price. Anyway, Meit Aaron, which is why he died, Nistalka Ananei HaKavod, the Ananei HaKavod disappeared. Shinema Vayishmak Nani Melech Arad. We just had this before in Rosh Hashanah. Mashmua Shama, when it says that the Melech HaKanani heard something, he came to attack Israel. What was it that he heard? Shama Shemeit Aaron Nistalku Ananei HaKavod. And therefore, Kasover Nitnalo Rishut Ilachem Yisrael. They were sure that the Ananim, that had been the protection of Yisrael up until that time, and that turned back bullets and so on, he said, oh, now it's gone, the force field's over, we can go and attack them. Behind Dichti, that explains why it says, Vayiru kol ha'ida ki gava Aharon, which can't mean literally that they saw it. They didn't really see it because it was very much in private. So it says Rabbi Yehu, this means ultimately vayiru ela vayirau, that they became visible, in which case we'd have to understand that ki gava no longer means the fact that gava Aharon, but rather because gava Aharon. And in fact, Darish Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish points out that the word ki can be used in four primary ways. That ki is mishamesh be'arba leshonot. E, and of course E includes asher, as we say, or ka asher, as we say in English, if and when. So im yiyeh hayovel doesn't mean maybe Yovel will be. It means if and when Yovel comes. So E means also if and when. So whenever we use the word E, ki, in the sense of kasher, which is the most common, actually. It's actually a sense of im. And then we have dilma, ki tomar, maybe you'll think to yourself. And it also means ella, rather, like Hashem told Sarah, no, Sarah, like it's a chak. Ella, meaning over there, rather, indeed you did. Don't tell me you didn't. So it's and daha, because of the fact that. So over here, we're going to change it to mean not asher, that Aaron died, which would be E, surprisingly, but not so surprisingly when you realize the English usage. but rather diha. Now, what happened afterwards? Chazru shneihem b'zchut Moshe. Now both the Be'er shel Miriam and the Ananim that had come b'zchut Aaron both came back to b'zchut Moshe. But when Moshe died, made Moshe nistaku kulam, all three of them disappeared permanently. Shneema va'kidek shloshet haroim b'yerach echad. I will wipe out the three shepherds in 1 month. Now, there were three shepherds. This was the period in which there were three shepherds, but they didn't really die all at the same. Miriam, after all, Miriam made the benisan. And it says beferish. Aaron ba'ab says beferish. Moshe ba'adar. So how do you say b'yerach achad? Elamelam mech nitbatlu shalosh matanot tovot shnedu ayadam. V'nistaku kulan b'yerach achad. So meanwhile, the meaning is that as far as Klal Yisrael was concerned, they all happened simultaneously, because what was left of all the shloshet parnasim tovim disappeared in 1 month.
Even in one day.
Alma ashkechan parnasa b'shvil yachid. You see that there is such a thing as parnasa, the whole Klal Yisrael, for one individual. It was by Shrabim. Okay, do. In any event, you do see that there's parnasa b'shvil yachid. Answers the Gemara, that's true. But with Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't call him a yachid. Shine Moshe, even the Rabbim of the boy, Kirabim Tavi. Moshe's entire relationship is the relationship of the entire Tzibur. When Moshe requests or asks for something, it's Klal Yisrael that's asking. It's not an individual who's asking. And therefore, it doesn't mean anything. Ravuna bar Manoah, Rav Shmuel bar Idi, and Rav Chia Mivastania. These three Talmidei Chachamim used to learn in Rava's yeshiva. Avishnicha kamei de Rava, and kinoch nafshi de Rava. After Rava died, so they were looking for a place to learn. So otu lekamei de Rav Papa. They now came to learn by Rav Papa. And they didn't quite like everything that Rav Papa was teaching them. It was very, very different than what they were used to. So, kol haimatav yomlo shmaitz, every time Rav Papa would say something that they didn't like, v'lo havi mistavrilo, so they would all look at each other and make a little thing with their eyes. Anyway, they think Rav Papa doesn't see this. Rav Papa is seeing all of the kol hashdaite. Rav Papa was pretty sick about this. This is so common. It's like the contemporary thing, you know. So Rav Papa has a dream. And in his dream, he's read the pasuk Vakchid et shloshet haro'im. We'll get rid of all three of them. The next morning, Ki Avimav Mine, when they were leaving, he said, bye-bye. Lizlo Rabbanon Bishalma. You'll notice that he said, Bishalom. Go in peace. When you say go in peace, you say that to somebody who's dead. You guys are finished. Bye-bye. That's the way most learn, according to his years. I was a child, but he's happy to get rid of them. It seems a little bit strange. But so some have a girsa, Lizlo Rabbanon Lishal, which would mean you better leave here while you're still alive, because they're getting angry at you in the Shemayim. Go find somebody else to learn with, as if to tell them it's not very healthy for you guys to remain around here. Rav Shimi bar, the two dots do not belong here. It's another one of these. Rav Shimi bar Ashi Abishviach Kamei Rav Papa. Rav Shimi bar Ashi also was one of Rav Papa's Talmidim. Avim actually Tuva used to ask him a lot of questions in the middle of his lecture. You know, that's also very common. Guy has to show that he's. Anyway, Yuma Chad Chazit Dafal. One day, Rav Shimon bar Ashi sees Rav Papa falling tachanun, and Shame Yomar Rachmano Litzlan Mikisufa Tashimi. God should just save me from the embarrassment that the Shimi kid keeps causing me with his questions. I don't know the answer. So he decided Kibo Leshtikuta Vetulo. Actually, so he's not going to ask him any questions anymore. It's an interesting Piskei HaTosfos. Very interesting. By the way, the Piskei HaTosfos often brings things that doesn't appear in the Tosfos on the page, obviously, because Piskei HaTosfos is based on all of the Balei HaTosfos. But those of us on the page are basically a little leaklet that the no one in particular was, but the things that look most interesting were put on the page. But there's tons of, I don't know, I don't think by anyone in particular, but there's tons of Tosfos. Could also be. Yeah. The great compromiser never gets any respect. But anyway, so there's a Piskei HaTosfos that brings here that a Talmud Chacham should agree with other Talmidei Chachamim whether he's saying the truth or not saying the truth. Everybody yells about it. How can you say such a thing? That you're supposed to, I mean, it's the whole sugya midvash sheker tirchak. You're not allowed to go along with somebody. Do they want to be machalik between just like theoretical, you know, things, drushes, philosophy, whatever? Okay, it's what, don't argue with it. Something that would have application on Walk. Of course, you're not allowed just to sit there and pretend to agree with it. But anyway, this was Rabbi Yochanan. Conchita that the rain can come for a single individual. Rish Lakish also holds that rain is a very individualized thing. The Omer of Rish Lakish. Minayin lematar b'shvil yachid. Sha'alu mi-Hashem matar be'et malkosh. Hashem oseh chazizim. So God makes these little clouds. We'll see what chazizim are later. But oseh chazizim. Umitar geshem yitain lahem le'ish esev basadeh. For each individual. So we're going to darsh in this now. So you might think, yochol lakol. You might think yitain lahem means only if everyone needs the rain. Talmud lomar le'ish. Even for a single individual. V'tanya. And the brayta takes it even further. Ila ish. The Torah says for a man, so you might think that's only where a man is in need of rain for his fields. Yochol lachol sadotav. Okay, understand. A person's entire farm is dependent on the rain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring rain just for that person. But how about if he doesn't need for all of his sadot? Talmud lomar sadeh. It says over here not sadotav. Esav basadeh. Isadeh yochol lachol sadeh. You might think we'll only get rain if he needs rain for the whole field. Talmud lomar esav. He has one plant in that field of one person that particular plant needs rain, then you can get rain for that one plant. Ki odor of Daniel Bar Katina. Like the famous garden of Daniel Bar Katina, so he had this beautiful garden, and every day he would do his gardening. What did he do? He would walk through the garden, and then he would say, oh, on Mishra Boimaya. Now this row needs a little bit of water, but the row right next door is going to be hurt if there's a bunch of water. We better not have water over there. Then he would walk indoors, and then the rain would come and would drip irrigate exactly the draw that needed. The atamitra, the komashkikol, I shouldn't be boiling my head. Like, whatever it is, I need 5 centimeters here, half a centimeter there, no rain there, and that's the way the rain would come. Now, this is a gardener. So when it says, Hashem, oseh chazizim, what's wrong?
I mean, the Rasha needed him, tell him where he needed and where he didn't.
That's what tefillah is all about. It's beautiful. That's the whole point. That's what Rashi says. Ki adam ayin lava geta adama. Rashi is very medayin. Adam ayin, he says, lahakir v'tovatan shagishamim v'ladat shehim tzrichim labriot uli talelalit. So that means that there's three different ingredients. One of them is to correctly define the need, which is what tefillah is all about. It becomes the interrelationship between God and the world. It's a way that the world, it's a beautiful thing, it's the way that the universe becomes aware of itself. Right, so the human being is the eyes called the Einai Shalela. So the awareness that the universe has of itself is the complexity of consciousness. That becomes now the chibur to the Makor of creation and is expressed in tefillah. That's a very special way that we always pull back to the Maaseh Bereishis, which is exactly... This teaches Malame when it says in this pasuk, "My Hashem oseh chazizim." Rav Yosef Rebbe Chanina, Malame shekol tzadik v'tzadik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu oseh lo chaziz bifnei atzmo. The point over here is chazizim, is that every individual who is zocha to rain because of his darga, it has to come from a different little cloud. That's the point. So in other words, even the condensation of the water that's meant to come to this person is part of the whole story of the creation in which the cloud came or was used for Adam. So my chazizim, the word chazizim means what? Omer of Yehuda, it means porchot. It means clouds that fly by. We'll see what that means in a minute. Omer of Yochanan, simen lematar porchot. That's a sign that it's going to rain. What exactly are porchot? Omer of Papa, iva kalisha tuti uvesimir. It means you have these thin, rapidly moving lower clouds that are on a lower layer than the thick clouds, the rain clouds that are above them. And that's a sign of coming rain. Omer of Yehuda, nihila mekame mitra. This is if you have a light drizzle that comes in advance of a rainstorm, it's a sign of the approaching storm. If you have light rain that follows a storm, it means that the storm is coming to an end. So, batan mitra, posik mitra. Mikame mitra, otim mitra. The way to think about this is mehulta, when you have a sifter. So first you get the very, very thin bits of flour that come through, and afterwards you get the thicker ones a year too. First you have a little bit of rain, then you have the thick rain. Posik mitra, boser mitra, posik mitra, simanecha charya de izi. The feces of a goat, it starts off thick, it comes out thin a year too, simply after the storm. There's all kinds of rumors among these extreme guys. But they talk about the relationship of Aze, the Azus, the Gura is shown, the simon of an Aiz, Mechubar to an Agala, which is the rain to the world. So Ula ikla l'bava. Ula once came to Bava, l'chazar porchot, and he sees these porchot, which of course he was makav. Oh, there you go, we're about to have a great storm. This is his first storm in Bava. He still has the suitcases outside. So he tells the cabbie, he says, bring everything in quick, and it's going to be pouring. So he says, Panumane, the Hashtati Mitra, it's about to rain. Lasov lo ati mitra, and he ended in rain. Kechen of a shakri bavloyach, and a shakri mitraev.
First one.
Yeah, a bunch of liars in this. Everybody's a phony. Even the rain is a phony. Of course, that relates to the beginning of the sugya that we just had. That the rain doesn't come when people promise things and don't perform. It's the same thing over here. That's the way it is around me. Anyway, then he goes out to Ikul above them. And Chazi Malat Sani the Tamri position absolutely floored. I mean, he'd been used to going to the Makolet over here, the Makolet charges for one little 100 grams of nice dates, 30 zuz. And he goes over there and he sees they're selling bushels for one zuz. He's amazed. He's never seen this type of riches in his life. So he says, what? Molek Sana the Dupsha Bezuza. I can't get over it. A bunch of lazy bones, good for nothings. You can buy over here an entire bushel for a buck full of delicious honey, and these idiotic bavlaim, they spend their time running around doing business instead of sitting and learning. They could be living off a tug. Bavloy lo askibi oraisa. Anyway, he sits and learns and he munches his bushel. Of course, that night he was in agony. So Belilah, see, I there he is with his stomach spasms going crazy. He says, I can't believe this country. Oh, Mulitzan at the Sakina says, you buy a whole bushel worth of knives and they live off of this stuff. Ooh, Bavloy askibi oraisa. They still learn in this country. They're amazing. Oh! Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Well, it's been saying it's not enough. We're a bunch of lazy bones. They only learn 10 hours a day here. Spend so much time in the store doing business on the internet. There's always this time is against the Bavlium that they're the Gusham and they're interested in their fancy homes and their
dark place.
It's this part, nothing's changed. It's the same relationship. Tanya. Rebbe Eliezer Omer Kol Olam Kulo Mimime Okeanos Ushoteh. The entire world, basically, the rain, and the way you have to look at the rain, you don't have to look at the rain as magic. The rain comes from the oceans, and it says, go back to my Sebrachis. Of course, this is where it all comes from. There you're dealing with the story of creation itself. And it says, Beferish, that the rain cycle is basically, here you have a steamy planet. Things are rising up to the sky, and then they're obviously falling across all of the earth. So why do you have to look for anything else? The question over here is how to view the. We view the Geshamim basically as results of chaos, right? And that's why it's the special place for Tefillah. So again, the question is: does that remove it from natural processes as far as we're concerned? Because we can't rely on any natural process here, and therefore, as far as we're concerned, it's coming from the sky, falling from the sky. But the nafkamina, where its roots are, it falls from the sky. We can't relate to it as coming as part of a simple natural process. That's just what I said. Just water evaporating from the oceans. It's coming from the sky. I don't care how it gets. Or do we indeed look at it entirely part of nature, but the way in which we want nature to work for us, and that's now a completely different way of viewing the presence of the Shekhinah within the world. It's a very, very fundamental focus.
More narrowed down to when it falls in the air.
Yeah, but the Shaila is, no, everybody agrees that that's the point, is that it's chaotic. So it's that the Gro points out. That that's the only place for tefillah. You know, you don't pray for things that are mechanical. But the point over here is, so therefore what? Is this viewed as some type of magical presence of God, or is it innate? presence of God. It's a very very big issue that has a lot to do with the way people view their whole lives. I mean, and people that are always working on magic. There's people always working in nature. It's a very different way of looking at things. So Rebbe Eliezer says, look, the rain comes from the ocean. And that's the bottom line. It says, Ve'eg yalim and aretz yishuv kovnei adam. Omer Rebbe Yeshua, well, what is that supposed to mean, the rain comes from the oceans? I mean, for all intents and purposes, the rain comes from the ocean. You ever drink fish? Did you ever drink salty water that comes out of the ocean? Tastes like ocean? Look like ocean? Smell like ocean? Then it ain't no ocean. Alomini okeanis meluchine. Those are salty waters. Never rained salty waters on my head. And my field doesn't work if I try giving it salt water. So let's forget about the ocean. So what? So therefore what? I mean, obviously, when they evaporate, they leave the salt behind. What's your problem? No. It's drinking water out of the sky. Shenemar limitar hashamayim tishtemayim. It drinks from the sky itself. So what does it mean that the clouds come up from the ground? If they come up from the ground, isn't that telling us to relate to the water that it's coming from the ground? No, it means she'ananim mitgabrim v'olim l'rakia. It means that the earth has to be ready to accept the blessings of the sky, so that the clouds make their way up to the sky, open up their mouths wide, kinod, like a container, and they take the water from the magical skies. Here it says that the waters are spilled out into the eight. So Yazoku Matarido, the eight now has gotten that water that's been poured out to it. It says Beferish. You'll say, so then how come it doesn't come down? If that's the case, they're holding the water, so we should just find like one place where the water is coming down, and then we should go over there and collect it. No. These clouds, essentially, they take all that water, and it's like you put it into one of those jars that you used for the old day, the ironers, before they had the steam irons, you know. So you would have a little tvara, water sprinkler, and you shook it over, and then it comes down like little drops. So the clouds have these little drops coming out of them. And therefore, they drip it out in little bits. Remember, chashrat mayim. You see that it's chashrat is a lashon of sieve. So it's a dripping out effect, even though they themselves get the water, not necessarily as drops. The ein ben tipa l'tipa l'kamol nima. It's true that after that process, you can have very, very finely spaced drops, which accounts for the fact that afterwards we find that each tzaddik and each plant and so on, each thing gets its thing, and the world is broken up into the hair breadths of hanhagas. Lalamdacha shegadol yom hageshamim keyom shenivru b'shamayim v'aretz. As some learn, there's a new issue, and it's just restating the previous theory. It's very difficult to believe, but rather. That's how Rashi learns that this is just a review of those psukim. But the way we just went through the sukkah, it's clear what the lalam dachai is. That the entire sukkah is built around understanding the nature of maaseh bereishit and the eid yaleh, and how that eid yaleh relates to the tefillos and the actual geshamim, which shows you, therefore, with the Gemara, that this is why that yom hageshamim is similar to the day of creation. Shenevar oseh gedolot ad ein cheker. In other words, what we're doing here is basically wrapping up the sugi of the Geshamim, which opened in our Masechta, this pasuk of why is it called Gvurot HaGeshamim. We went back to my inspiration. Went through now all of these various dinim with the implications for tefillos and so on, that show us the way that the Hagat HaGeshamim is kosher directly to understanding and to Torah and to Tefillah and so on. And now we beautifully wrap up the sugya in a very poetic way by coming back to Lalandacha. Now the whole opening in the Masechta becomes clear. But obviously Rabbi Yeshua knows that there's no magical new creation of rain. The question is, how to relate to it? How do we look at it? We look at it that The fact is, you don't feel you're drinking from the ocean. Go try drinking from the ocean. Water everywhere, not a drop. So, why are you looking at it? Look at it as if it comes from the sky.
So chaotic, the ocean should be a very regular system, in other words.
For all intents and purposes, you're cut off from any mechanical way of guaranteeing water from the ocean. That's not the point. You want to guarantee water from the ocean, it's going to take you an awful lot of energy and input. It's expensive. And like this, you're drinking water out of the sky. It's a different way of seeing life. So come on, also adjective. When it says Mashke Harim Aliyota, there's two ways of understanding that. God from his Aliyot is Mashke Harim, or God is Mashke the Harim from the water that is Baliyota. It's no clear way of understanding the pasuk. If it means God who stands above gives water, he might give water from the ocean. But if it means that God gives water from his aliyot, that means that the water is held in the aliyot, right? And Rabbi Yochanan said the way to understand is that the water is in aliyotav shel HaKadosh Baruch. So who's that going according to? Well, that's going according to Rabbi Yeshua. Because, I mean, otherwise you don't have to learn that way. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer says, even so it does. If Rabbi Eliezer would say, I still agree that kiva desaki lahata mashkem eliyotav kari lohu. I agree with you that once the water is in the sky, it's evaporated. Of course there's a sense of it's coming from above, but that doesn't mean that you're supposed to cut off where it came from. I mean, if you don't think that that's the pshat, let me ask you something. It says that God, here it says in the Tochacha, Yitein Hashem et Betar Atzacha Avak V'Afar Min HaShamayim. Now explain that. God will turn the rain into dirt falling from the sky. Now, for heaven's sakes, dirt doesn't fall from the sky, even though it does fall from the sky. But I mean, it falls from the sky because there was a wind and a storm. And so you're calling that the rain of dust. It's a dust storm. So what does that mean? That it came from the sky? Yes, it does. It came from the sky. But nonetheless, every idiot understands that it was brought up there. So, how do you explain that possibly? Of course I agree that poetically speaking, and the way you want to talk about its connection to God, so call it Minashamayim Korelei. But the same thing with the rain. There's no difference between the dirt being used in the same washing, Mitar. So here too, even the Saki Lahatam, look, it evaporated from the ocean, and now I'm still going to call it Minashamayim, despite the fact that I retain my connection to its makor. So mi'aliyotav korela. At keman hazahad the omer v'kanina kones kaned mehayam notein beotzarot ohamot. So he explains this. The otzarot he's explaining as otzarot tfua. That's the way we usually use it. These are our storage houses. Mi garam lo otzarot sheyitmalu ba. Who is? What is goreim? What is the cause for the storage houses to become filled with grain? That is the tehomot, meaning the oceans. So that means you're supposed to look at it like Rebbe Eliezer, because he says ultimately it's the ocean, surprisingly, that nobody relates to as being in my own backyard. And here it's saying, bedafka, you're supposed to relate to the ocean in your own backyard. But it's a very profound difference. You understand? In other words, a person who's walking around, is he supposed to see himself as the walking ocean? Because, I mean, that's basically what we are, right? We're organisms that maintain the ocean inside. We have a circulatory system so that our cells are bathed in the same original ocean in which they evolved, with the same seawater. Basically, our blood is seawater for all intents and purposes, a little bit of iron. So the same is still the same pH, by the way, as the early oceans were. Fascinating. So are you supposed to see yourself as a walking piece of the ocean in which the ocean continues to come to your backyard and take care of you? So that basically you're still a big fish. Or are you supposed to see yourself as being divorced from the whole process? The process is a geological process, irrelevant to me. I was born in a supermarket, basically. Okay. And now I'm relating here, I got my platform and my magical water that comes down from the sky, God takes care of me and so on, and I just use this rock as a place to be. It's very, very different. I mean, you see the difference in people. So here the pasuk seems to be saying, a person is supposed to note that the storage house in the backyard is actually the ocean. Notein be'otzarot ha'omot. There is your storage house that's filled with the ocean. Because that's basically where it's all coming from. So that would only be going on the bit of Rabbi Yeshua, right? So what's Rabbi Yeshua going to do with this pasuk? Rabbi Yeshua says, well, I mean, who's to say that it means otzarot tfu'a, the way you're using it? Maybe it's using it metaphorically, referring back to Briyat HaOlam, right? In other words, What it says over here is Koneis Kaneid Me'ayam. God took all of the water that was on the face of the planet, gathered it together in a container, which is called the ocean, which becomes the Otsar now. It becomes the large container for the Tahamat. Very simple pasuk. So it's defining the way in which the oceans were removed from the earth and are now in a container. It's nothing to do with the way you're supposed to look at your backyard. Fascinating, huh? Mamish, tremendous nafkaminas in one's entire bearing. Fantastic. Yes. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Godol Yom HaGeshamim Yom Kibbutz Kaloyot Shrem HaShuvah Hashem Et Shvitenu Ka'afikim B'negev En Afikim Elo Matar Shenema V'yeirahu Afike Yam Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Godol Yom HaGeshamim Shafilu Ka'asot Poskot Bo Shenema Talamer Avinach Et Kidudea ויום רבי יוחנן הגשמים מעצר מלו בשביל פוסקי צדקה ברבים ואין נותנים שנאמר נשים ורוח וגשם עין איש מתעלל במעטת שקר ויום רבי יוחנן מהי בכתיב עשר תעשר עשר בשביל שתתעשר אשכחי רבי יוחנן ינינו כדי לשלוט ושאמר לה ימי לפסוקך אמר לה עשר תעשר אמר לה what does that mean anyway מהי עשר תעשר אמר לה עשר בשביל שתתעשר אמר לה how do you know אמר לה try it out ooh אמר לה בישרי לנשיא לך ותשבריכו והכתיב לא תנא עצרת השם אומר לי אוכי אומר רבי הושעיה חוץ מזו שנאמר הביאו את כל המעצר על בית האוצר ויתרף לביתי וחנוני לא בסוף אמר השם צבקו אם לא אבטח לכם את ערובות השמיים והריקותי לכם ברכה עד בלי די מהי עד בלי די אמר רבי ברחום הרב עד שיבלו שפתותיכם מלומר די אומר לי you're quoting בלאחי You think I would need you with your rabbi over there, Hoshaya Rabcha? But two Ashkei Rav Yochanan Yanuka the Rish Lakish. The other Goma, Ivela that I'm disalev that kova al Hashem yizaf libo. Yotzi Rav Yochanan come and tell me, Omar, miyika miri dichti vipichtu vivelo dremuzi biaraita. Omar, what do you mean? Not to amilar mizi yachti, vayetzi liban, vayetzi liban, vayecharadu isha lachiv limar, ma zot asalo imlanu. Whew, dal, ini vichazabe. Ate ima and grabbed him. Hafikte, Omar, like, Tommy Kamei, the Lola Abi Lacha, Kiravet Lavu. Amar of Yochra, Matar Beshu Yachit, Parnasa Beshu Rabim. Matar Beshu Yachit, Dichtiv Yiftach Hashem Lachat Otsara Tov Latit Metar Atzacha, Parnasa Beshu Rabim, Dichtiv Inini Mamtir Lachem Lechem. Meisve, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudah Emer. Shlosha, Parnasim Tovim Amdu Li Yisrael Elohim. Moshe V'Yaron U'Miriam. V'Shalosh Matarot Tovot Nitnu Ayadam. V'Elohim, Be'er Vanan V'mat. Be'er b'zchut Miriam, Amud Anan b'zchut Aharon, Aman b'zchut Moshe. Meita Miriam, Vestalek Aver, Shemer v'tomot Shem Miriam, Uftibatoi, V'lo Yamayim Lehida. Chazura b'zchut Shneihem. Meita Aharon, Nistav Karanei Hakavod, Shema Mishma Karanei Melech Arad, Mashma Shama, Shama Shemeit Aharon, Nistav Karanei Kavod, V'chatsover, Nitna Lo Reshut Yilachem Yisrael, V'ayna Dekhtiv, V'yir'u Kol Eida, Ki Gava Aharon, Om Rabbi Baltikri, V'yir'u, Ela V'yira'u, Kedar The honor is Lakish Kim Mishamesh Bar Balashanot, E. Vilna Ella Daha. Chodru Shlehem is Chut Moshe, made Moshe Nestako Kulam, Shinamava Kidet Shloshet Aroim Biera Chachad, Behi Biera Chachad Meto, Alo Miriam Meta Benisan, the Aaron, the Af, Moshe Badar, Emil Malamish Nit Batlu, Shalosh Matanot of Watch Nituno Yadam, Nestako Kulam Biera Chachad, Alma Ashkan Panasabish Vyachid, Shani Moshe, given the Rabbi Muboi, Kirabim Domi. By the way, it's very interesting. This is a halacha lemaisa. Do you make the brocha chacham harazim on a single chacham? So there is indeed the shita back in the brochas that when you're talking about a chacham who keeps in mind all of the various elements of the entire Klal Yisrael's vision, which is the Shesh Miot Elev, you make a brocha chacham harazim. This is Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the equivalent of all of them. Ravuna bar Manoah, Rishmo bar Dili, Rebchia Mivastanya, Havishchicha Kamei the Rava, Kinog Nafshi the Rava, Otto the Kamei the Rav Papa, Kolema Davi Armanu Shmaiti Tovalavi Mistavalu, Havimaram Zeh Ahadadi, really briskers. Cholash Daite, Akru, Bechalme, Vakidek Shloshet Aroim, Lamokra Kavi Miftre Rabona Mine Armalo, bye bye kids, Lizil Rabona Bishalma. Rechimi Barashi Avashiach Kamer of Papa, the Mash Ketuba. Yuma Kad Kazi, the Nofal Alapet, Shamid Yom Rachmona, with Slan Mikiri for the Shini. Kibel alleged Tikuta, the Tula Ashkshila. The Afishlokish Savar Matar Bishvigachit, Diomer Resh Lakish Minayin Matar Bishv Yafid. If Shalumi Hashem Matar Be'et Malkosh, Hashem Otze Chazizim Muntar Geshem Yiten Lam Le'ish Esev Basada Yoko Lakol. Talmud Omar, even La'ish, Betanya, La'ish, you might think it's L'kol Tzedotav, Talmud Omar, even one Tzedah. Each Tzedah, Yochel, you need at least rain, L'kol Tzedah, no. Talmud Omar, Esev, the other of Neil, the Neil Bar Katina, Avelayahi Ginata, Koyuma Avaaza V'sayer Lo. Omar, Omisho Boi Maya, Omisho Lo Boi Maya, V'ata Mitra, V'kom Nashki, Kolechen V'yaboyle. My Hashem Osech Hazizi, Omri Bezeb Rebbe Kanina, Melamishko Tzadik, Tzadik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Selo Chaziz Bifnei Atzmo. My Chazizim, Omri Vira Porchot. Omri Yochan Tzimino Matar Porchot. My Porchot, Omri Fabe Iva Kalisha Tuti Iva Tzenechta. Omri Vira Niyila Mikami Mitra, Ati Mitra. But Batar Mitra, Posik Mitra. Mikami Mitra, Ati Mitra, Simanecha Mahulta. The Batar Mitra, Posik Mitra, Simanecha Charya Deizit. Ula ikla labav, has a porchot, aber whoa, panomani, ashtat mitra, the sovlo ati mitra, kechen meshakri babo, echen meshakri mitra ayo. Ula ikla labav, has a molet sana the tamri bezuza, omar, molet sana the dumshi bezuza, bablo ilawaski bioraita. Belaila yatsi argua, omar, I can't believe it, molet sana the sakina bezuza, and he's still learning. Tani rebeliya zarmakolonam kulam imime okianis ushote, shinema ve'id yalem and arts mishkar kol pnei ha'adama. Amalu Rabbi Yeshua, Alomei Meokianis Meluchin, in case you didn't notice. Amalu, but Ben Matkan, Davi, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kolonam Kolonim Ayin Al Yonim Ushotesh, Ramon Limtar Hashem Ayin Tishtemai, Elaman, Imekayim, Ve'evi Alem and Aret, Melamicha, Ananim Mitgabrim, Volim Lurakia, Upotrim Piam Kinod, Umekablim Me Matar, Shinam Al Yozok, Matar Lidor. Umenekuvot en kichvara, ubaot umechashrot mayam agave karka, shinema chashrat mayim, avei shechakim, vein bein tipa lekemalim nima, v'lamda chashagado yom agishamim, ki yom shenivru bo shamayim v'aretz. Shema ose gedolot arim cheker, actually it's ve'en cheker, if you remember we spoke about this at the beginning of the, this is the wrong passage, the two psukim, but the one that comes before the shaleach mayim al prechutzeis, is dafke ve'en cheker. Anote moto pnei oretz, uchtiv lana lo yadata, im lo shamata, eloke olam Hashem, ein cheke lo tvunato, and we have the rest. Kaman oz, ad uchtiv mashkeh arim me aliyotav, v'yom Rabbi Yochanan means me aliyotav, shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaman ke Rabbi Yoshua, because according to Rabbi Ezra, it comes from the ocean. Nu. Rabbi Ezra, kiv nesak el ha'atam. Obviously, you can still say mashkeh me aliyotav, karego. V'yelote ma'achi, when it says, that it'll be avak v'afar min ha'shamayim. So how is it that it becomes your butter? Mitar ha'tzacha becomes min ha'shamayim as dirt. Ella, what are you going to say? Kivin amad l'ahata min ha'shamayim karele. So if you're not, kivin nesaki v'ahata mi aliyotav karele. Come on, oz ono revichanina koneska neid me'ayam noten be'otzarot ha'omot. This means mi garam le'otzarot. She is malu bar the tohomot, obviously. Keman ke Rebbe Eliezer. Whereas Rabbi Yoshua says this is a reference to Briato Shalom, that the ocean is a big node, basically.